Sermon 122. Whoever among you feels spiritedness of heart during the action and finds any of his comrades feeling disheartened, should ward off the enemies from him, just as he would do from himself, because of the superiority he enjoys over the other. For if Allah had willed, he would have made the former also like him. Certainly death is a quick seeker, neither does the steadfast escape it, nor can the runner away defy it. The best death is to be killed by Allah, in whose hand lies the life of the son of Abu Talib. Certainly 1,000 strikings of the sword on me are easier to me than a death in bed, which is not in obedience to Allah. Put the armored man forward and keep the unarmored one behind. Grit your teeth, because this will make the sword skip off the skull, and dodge on the sides of the spears, for it changes the direction of their blades. Close the eyes, because it strengthens the spirit and gives peace to the heart. Kill the voices, because this will keep off spiritlessness. Do not let your banner bend down, nor leave it alone. Do not give it to anyone except the brave, and the defenders of honor among you, because they alone endure the befalling of troubles. They surround the banners and encircle them on both sides, their rear and their front. They do not separate from them, lest they give them over to the enemy. They do not go ahead of them, lest they leave them alone. By Allah, even if you run away from the sword of today, you would not remain safe from the sword of the next world. You are the foremost among the Arabs and great figures. Certainly in running away, there is the wrath of Allah, unceasing disgrace, and lasting shame. And certainly a runner away does not lengthen his life, nor does anything come to intervene between him and his day of death. Who is there to go towards Allah like the thirsty going to the water? Paradise lies under the edges of spears. Today, the reputations about the valor of warriors will be tested. By Allah, I am more eager to meet them in combat than they are for returning to their houses. O my Allah, if they reject the truth, disperse their group, divide their words and opinions, and destroy them on account of their sins.